Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is a very precious night of Sha'ban, and in this precious night of Sha'ban, this is a great honor for me, and this is a great blessing of Allah and mercy of Allah upon me, that Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to sit amongst you pious brethren. Allah Ta'ala has given me the ability to sit amongst you, and with this connection, and in this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity for some time to remember Him. Allah ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to do this, to remember Him. And some memories Allah ta'ala is allowing us to share and discuss. And in the light of this one word or a few words or a few points or however as many Allah Ta'ala allows us to talk about and discuss in this Mubarak opportunity, and due to the barakah of your company, I will present and discuss and share, so that person like me, I get ease in passing the journey and the time on this journey, in this world and thereafter, so that we can get some benefit through this discussion for thereafter. The pious elders, the pious predecessors have stated that the success of the world or the hereafter, and if a person, a human being, totally does not make success in this world and hereafter his criteria or his objective, you could say his objective, then he cannot be or she cannot be successful. Whether it's a small task or a big task, a worldly task. If we, for example, open up a shop, a small shop. Now, the more we are worried about that shop, we concentrate on that business, we focus on that business, the more we focus, the more that task, that business will progress and grow. Whatever the action is, without devoting oneself, focusing oneself, paying attention, a person cannot succeed. Our pious elders, look at their lives. Yes, in the same way, if we look towards Tablighi Jamaat, what a big work of the deen in the world today of Tabligh, Dawah. And this example is without any, you can say, comparison. And today there's a big work of the deen that's taking place, and the benefit is massive. So where did this come from? And how many thousands of people gathered together and started this work? Were there thousands? How many mashayikh, how many ulama ikram came together for this work? Tell me. No. It started, initiated from one pious servant of Allah. And that pious servant of Allah, the footsteps, the strides he took is that he focused himself 100% for this work. He didn't look at resources, the means, the tools. He said, no, that this work of the tabligh is very good. And if you look at the history, that that time when Hazrat Ilyas, rahmatullahi alayhi, was stood on his own, went and pleaded to people in the wilderness, in the countryside or different towns, or please pray salah, do good. When he went on, could anyone at that time think that there will not be a place or corner in the world, whether it's a poor country or a rich country or a wealthy country, where could anyone imagine that at that time that not a small space in the world will be left where this work of the tabligh will not take place? So history testifies to this point, and it's not a small matter when a person stands for a task and he focuses on that task and assigns himself 100% seriously, then he becomes successful. So brothers, we have one objective, one task. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has given us a task, it's a big mission, and that is our initiation, and that is our destination, objective for thereafter. Everything else is a deception, and this is the genuine article. The real point at stake here is our akhirah, our hereafter, our permanent abode, mustaqil, ongoing. Here we say that, what's your permanent residence? And we'll say, oh, maybe Pakistan or Bangladesh, where do I originate from? This and this a place. So we don't have a permanent abode, do we? Maybe, for example, if you live for 20 years in a house, then you'll leave that house, then you'll go to another house, and then you change. Okay, fair enough, you've taken hold of a house. After that, then is death. Yes, the bigger move, the bigger change, and the bigger changing of place is what? When a person, obviously, when a person passes away, intiqal. What does this mean? The intiqal makes a person alive, that he has passed away, and he's gone from Lahore to Multan. He's left, he's departed. The meaning of intiqal means to go from this world to the next world. Muntaqil, that person has passed to the next place. So our history is the same. Our lifestyle is the same, that we'll go to one place and then from there will be no change, and that is the life of the hereafter. And alhamdulillah, the mu'mineen have been given good news, that our permanent residence, and say all loudly, and that will be Jannah, alhamdulillah. And that will be our maqam. But, because Allah Ta'ala sent us to this world, and in this world Allah Ta'ala said that to get to this maqam, The tests, the challenges, let's go through them, let's overcome them, let's try to achieve success for the hereafter. So that's all there is to it. That's all we need to do. Small story, small scale. And in the Quran, Allah has told us, يَا أَيَّتُوَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ إِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرَضِيَّ. That's it. Allah says, make effort and work hard. What do we need to do to work hard? Allah says, your nafs, your desires, work hard on the desires and make the nafsul mutma'inna, and that's it. End of story. Yes, take it from nafsul armara, take it through nafsul lawama, and up to nafsul mutma'inna. What is mutma'inna? That your nafs, our nafs, my nafs, should be satisfied with Allah Ta'ala's rada. Whatever decision Allah has made, we are happy with that. Totally fine. Oh, there's a loss here. He says, there's a loss here. Oh, I'm happy. Allah Ta'ala's decision, I accept. And what do we call this? Nafsul mutma'inna. So, this is what we need to achieve. That not one dharra, one, you can say, speck of dust of difference. Say, oh no, this has happened, I've got to do this, I've got to leave this. Okay, it's happened, no problem. Allah Ta'ala has done this, alhamdulillah. Not an inch will he shake or move. When it becomes nafsul mutma'inna, then totally Allah Ta'ala's rada totally comes into that. And he has so much yaqeen that nafs, whatever occurs, Allah Ta'ala Rabbul Kareem is making this happen. If the whole world, if it desires to change this decision, it cannot change this decision. And if the whole world desires to add to this decision or decrease, then if the whole world starts to work towards that, it cannot make a difference. This nafs, that Allah Ta'ala said, this is nafsul mutma'inna, and this is pleased with me. And when Allah says that when it becomes happy with me, your nafs, and if your nafs, you've worked on it, made effort, you've molded it, made you happy with me, now when you come to me, Allah Ta'ala says, I will also be happy with you. رَاضِيَةً مَرَضِيَّةً. Allah says, so in the world I announce, subhanallah, that you announce in the world with your actions, with your amal, with your words, with your mind, with your mentality, with your earning, with your life, with your moments of your life, with your actions, you announce, Allah Ta'ala says, that I am happy and content with my Rabb. And I, when you depart the world, leave the world, Allah says, in the heavens I will amongst the angels announce that I am content with this person. I am happy with this person. You will do this in the world, and I will say this in the hereafter. Mutama'inna. So my friends, my brothers, this is the task we've been given. So now let's think with an honest heart, that how much effort do I make on this point? Life has passed, beard has become white and grey, and the backs are bent, and we have passed our decades, but we haven't worked on this objective. We're going into the graves and we're passing away. We haven't even thought about nafsul mutmainna. My Mawla, our Lord Allah, to give us nafsul mutmainna, has given us so many paths. What is salah? It's a path. What is Quran? Reading Quran, it's a path. Recitation is the path towards nafsul mutma'inna. These are all paths. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has given us more paths to reach His nearness and His happiness, more than the number of breaths we've got. How many paths has given? So many. And Allah Ta'ala says that everything there, that khayrul yara, Allah says sharran yara. Allah says that there's so much value to this, that even if equivalent to a speck of dust, you do a good deed, the weight and the amount, then Allah says that will add to your nafsul mutmainna. It will give you benefit, because there's a lot of power in a good deed. And Allah says that I've given you many opportunities to do good deeds, many doors have opened for you to do good deeds, to become nafsul mutmainna. So Allah says, pay attention here. we have to think in our zamir that look at this, how much time has passed. Yes, and we haven't done anything of benefit. So, I swear by Allah. Tell me that if, for example, you send somebody on a task. For example, I am the principal or the in charge of an institution, teaching institution. And I say to somebody, go to this other country and we have some needs, we have some funding requirements. Please go then appeal to people to donate. So he goes, one of my deputies or representatives, he goes and he comes back. After a while, he says, yes, what did you do? And he'll say, yeah, I looked at a lot of things. I went Bolton, I saw big masjids, nice masjids, there were nice houses. And there was an imam who led salah in a nice way. Then I went to Blackburn, then I went to another town. And he tells us the whole story. He goes, that's very good, you did a good tour, I travelled, I saw people, I met pious people and other people, and I attended functions and programs. Okay, you did all of this, but what did you bring back for the madrasa? He says, no, I didn't remember that. I couldn't do that. I couldn't fulfill that task. Tell me, that will you appreciate that person and his efforts? Will you? Will you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going back to Allah, and we are very close to going back to Allah. It's very near. And we were given a task. Allah ta'ala said, I'll give you a task that you had to make your nafsul mutma'inna. You had to make your nafs up to that level so you are happy with my ahkams and my principles and my orders. And how many opportunities I gave you to do that? Allah ta'ala says, not one ibadah. So many acts of worship, so many good deeds, so many paths, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, ibadat. Everything, Allah ta'ala said, I opened the doors for you and you've done nothing. You've done nothing. And you're just carrying that whatever that person is. I went to Blackburn, I went to that city, that town, that place was good. And I'll say, wow, what very nice, tasty meat. And from that shop I got milk and I got butter. And that person's bread was good and that shop's bread was good. And there were spices from that town. And then I opened a new shop and another shop opened. And we're going to say this to Allah? Are these the things we're going to say to Allah? Think about it yourself. So when we go to Allah, am I going to present this story to Allah? Is this life? Do we really have a quality of life? Is this really something of intellect? Such a valuable thing Allah has given to us, which is life. And what are we doing with our lives? What are we doing? Okay, fair enough. Allah has given us acts of making effort. But Allah has given us many opportunities. Aside from that, Jannah is a great destination, massive place, great rewards, very big rewards, and our efforts are very small in comparison. That I'll tell you that our effort that we're making in the world to try and attain Jannah is nothing. If a little bit of disturbance comes into our lifestyle, for example, it's time for Salah, and it's 1 hour, it goes back Fajr time. Oh, I have to make work harder. Before it was 4 o'clock, now it's 3 a.m. Oh, it's too hard now. And you'll stop opening your eyes, your nose will, your nostrils will close, your ears. Oh, it's too much mujahidah, too much effort. What is this? This is just one factor. Is this an excuse? This is mujahidah. We consider this as mujahidah. That, oh, it's too much, the hard work for me. And this is our situation. And in comparison to that, the rewards Allah has given, Allah says, just imagine what is Jannah. Just for a moment, think, what is Jannah? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not even told us what is Jannah properly yet. Allah ta'ala says, you cannot understand what is Jannah. You cannot comprehend. Allah says that if I was to just say this to you, you wouldn't even understand that Jannah, yes, paradise, I'm mentioning the names of the dates, but you will not understand that what are the dates of Jannah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So for this is the striving and the struggle we have to do, and such a great reward. And a permanent reward. Here for a woman, it's difficult for us. I have to get married. It doesn't matter how she is. Okay, she's got a short nose or small ears or her eyes aren't like this, or she's short or she walks not properly. We'll accept that. Okay, fair enough. At least let me get married. So what is my Rabb saying? What is my Rabb saying, subhanAllah? That your wife will be such that if in the whole of the universe she was to expose a little bit of a beauty, then the whole of the world would be, you could say, overcome with the light and the beauty of that beauty of the wife of Jannah, the woman of Jannah. And look at us. What are we doing to achieve the goodness? We can't pray Salah. We think it's hard work. It's nothing. It's not hard work. So many stacks and mountains and mounds of good rewards, heights, and there'll be such a big regret that such a whore who will come in thereafter, and we will be going towards hellfire. May Allah Ta'ala forgive that you wasted your time go to the left side, Allah will say, go to the left side. And the good people will go there. Why? Because they wasted their time. They nafs deceived us and deceived them, and we made something else our objective, this our objective. We make something our base of our life. We gave everything else up, our life and our efforts and our health, for something that's temporary. Imagine in the 24 hours of this day that the actions that will not give permanent reward, that will stay here in the world, which are finite, in 24 hours, how much time do we assign to these? And how much time do we assign to earning deeds to give us benefit in the permanent abode of thereafter? Think about it. Is it sad? I'm just pulling myself together, alhamdulillah, because this is the reason this majlis is here. We need to wake up. We need to become alert and understand. Come today on this night of Shaban, let's all promise together that Mawla, my Rabb, Allah, we promise that we will understand the importance of our life. Please, Allah, it's straightforward, isn't it? Show us the path, Allah. Show us a method that we cannot do mujahida. That show us the path through which we can get Jannah and your Rada, your pleasure. Say, Ameen, Ameen. It's not difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many paths. Well, today I will tell you such an amal, an action, okay? And make it a habit. And sit as usual, regularly sit ready, and inshallah I will take you towards paradise. And it will be such an easy amal, such an easy deed, and you can practice this deed. And guaranteed, where does this come from? No mufti, no mulana, no scholar. Guaranteed, who has given us this guarantee? The Quran will give the guarantee. This is my habit, that I take the guarantee from the Quran always. Always. So listen carefully to what I'm saying. Shall I tell you what is the amal? You'll do this. The solid promise. Allah has given the promise of Jannah. Okay? Or not? So listen carefully. Direct Jannah. Direct paradise. So Salah takes a person to Jannah. Quran will take a person to paradise. Allah says, I'll tell you a path, an action. If you go on that journey, path, you'll get Salah, Quran, amal, good deeds, and the sins will be eliminated. Subhanallah. That's why Allah has given the guarantee. Ajib, unique. What is this amal? What is this deed? Huh? So everything, the guarantee of everything will be given. Everything. And this verse that we've read, that you will go in such a way that I'm saying to you that I am pleased with you, and you will go with my pleasure, Allah Ta'ala says. Shall I tell you the Quran? Shall I tell you? It's just a few words, just one statement. We will know this. I am jahil, ignorant, and ulama, ikram, the respectful scholars, khatibs, and I shouldn't be mentioning such points, but I've heard these humble points from our pious predecessors, and I'm sharing these with you. And if we stick ourselves to these, I said this to you before, that let's devote ourselves 100%, assign ourselves to the permanent abode in hereafter. So these words I'm telling you, we need to promise that we will grab these and we will not leave these. So we promise, inshallah. Don't fear, it'll be very easy. Very easy. That's it. We're not going to leave this, we need to promise. And doesn't matter what happens, we're not going to leave this amal. We want to go into Jannah, definitely. So grab hold of this action. Okay, then listen to the action. The root, Allah Ta'ala says, very easy. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. There are two statements here. What is Allah Ta'ala saying? فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Allahu Akbar. Before this, Allah Ta'ala said that make your nafs mutma'inna, bring it up to the level of mutma'inna, please me, then see, Allah Ta'ala says, I will become pleased with you. And Allah has given us a method after that. You'll get everything you want. Okay, fine. Allah says, I won't make you make effort, strenuous effort. Allah says, I'll tell you one action. And after that, Allah Ta'ala concludes the verse, grab hold of this. Your nafs will become mutma'in, and your akhirah will be that akhirah that you will shout that Allah's pleasure is here, and you'll get the pleasure of Allah. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, Allah Ta'ala says. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. So what is this? Allah says, oh my servant, just do this. Just do this much, that in the dunya my pious servants take hold of them. Take hold of their company. That's it. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. That go and delve into the company of the good people in the world. A pious person, whoever it is, mine, Allah says, whoever they are, salih, pious, whoever is pure in amongst you, Just what you have to do is, doesn't matter whatever hal you are in, impure, sinful, and make friendship with the good people. This is the instruction of Allah. Allah says, when you become friends with that person who is pious, close to Allah, look, when people come who are ministers and pomp and glory, they have drivers and personal assistants, they have bodyguards, and everyone's with that entourage. But when they depart, when the food comes, then what food do they get, everybody? They get the food that that person gets, that important person. So respect and appreciation. That, oh, this is the driver of the minister. And you sat there, he's a driver, but he gets the good food. What's the enjoyment? Because he is involved with that person who's important, so-called. The high-ranked person. So Allah says in the Quran that when you include yourself amongst those people who are pious, upright, good people, so when they will go into Jannah, then you also will go into Jannah with them, subhanAllah. And when you will go into Jannah with them, then how the way I treat them, I will also treat you, subhanAllah. Subhanallah. Is this Quran or not, my friends? Look at this. وَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. So what a very simple method Allah has given to us. And Allah said this, that when you are saved from sin, then be quiet. Allah says, take all of one action, because the servants are like this. Allah says, the human beings, the pious servants, the sheikh, the wali, when you sit in their company, you will never be at loss. You will never lose. Don't look at your sins. Look at my tariqah that I'm telling you, Allah Ta'ala says. This is the method to success. Allah says, don't look towards yourselves. Don't look inwardly. It's very hard for you to sit down in Bolton, that to leave the dunya and save your nerves and to save yourself from the women and to make sure you don't use the eyes incorrectly. Allah says, I know it's very difficult, hard. But this is not hard, is it, for you to make friendship with a pious person? This is not hard for you, is it? Love a pious person and give affection to a pious person and give your heart to that pious person. Yes, and you can carry on if you want to try and do sins. Allah says, look how many days may continue. But you do this action and include yourself in the company of a pious person, a good person, and then see what you yourself will become and see how the effect and the color of that pious person will come onto you. But this is where we lose out. Today in the dunya, there are so many methods, so many innovations and bid'at, like the night of Shaban is coming. Yes? And why do we all commemorate the night of Shaban, the 15th of Shaban? For the sake of Allah, for Allah's love, so Allah can become pleased. Imagine, such actions we do, wrong actions, we waste money, we strive, make effort, and the whole year this happens, incorrect actions. But the path that Allah Ta'ala has given, we should stand, go, and Allah Ta'ala says that my servants, that I will not leave the world empty from my servants and pious people, because this principle will continue until Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says. And to attain the success in that path, to attain the company of my friend, Allah says, my wali, is that when you understand the message of the Qur'an, then in your heart you have to say, Allah, that's it, I've made a decision that your servant, pious servant, whenever I see him, whether he's on the mountains or wherever I find him, I'll make friendship with him. When you make a solid intention in your heart, you want to make friendship with the wali of Allah, then alhamdulillah, says, wherever you are, you will find the wali of Allah in your midst. In your midst. You won't need to go to India or Bangladesh. If you're in Indonesia, you'll find a sheikh in Indonesia. If you're in China, you'll find a sheikh in China. If you're in America, you'll find a sheikh in America. Even if you're in a small town or village, you'll find the sheikh there. Allah says, don't worry about where will you find the guidance. Allah says, I just want your desire. I just want your good desire, your request, that you, O human being, want to attain my nearness. Allah says, subhanAllah. Wallabila, shaitan doesn't even allow us to instill the thoughts into our hearts. He'll give us thoughts and desires for buildings and money and wealth and pomp. We'll work hard for that and we'll lie and deceive and we'll try to jump big strides. You know, for example, a person who announces and he, for example, decorates himself just to make announcement, so to make money. For example, a person wraps himself in importance and will do all of these things in the world. Yes, to earn dunya, the world, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala says that do one action, but you don't even request to me that you want my pleasure. Even if the request comes in the heart, that desire, I swear by Allah, the reality is that today we don't even have atoms weight of Allah Ta'ala's desire, of Allah Ta'ala's nearness in our hearts. And I've experienced this in my life, that Allah Ta'ala give me the experience of this, that a person who has the desire of your nearness in his heart, you don't leave that person empty handed. Wallah, I tell you that I saw the scene of this desire. That how, after getting the desire and the passion, how Allah Ta'ala treated the individual, he didn't do nothing. Rather, he revived his desire. He said, Allah, please, I want to meet you and get near to you. Allah Ta'ala straight at that time gave him the maqam that a person will be shocked and amazed if he hears. The level he attained. So here's the point is that we don't have the talab. We read Quran, we prostrate, Shaban comes, Ramadan comes, Laylatul Qadr comes. All of these moments come. This is the style of the world. And we commemorate these times. Oh, why are you commemorating this? I'm celebrating this. We're celebrating that day. And then 15th of Shaban, we will commemorate. The masjid will be full and the dramas and everyone's become a Muslim. They're breaking fast, giving dates. And it's not fard or sunnah or no, too high a level of importance, you could say. The ulama karam, the scholars haven't given importance to these actions. I'll give the reality. But we think that this is the night of forgiveness. And such a concept has been given that whoever sits in this night, that's it, the rest of the night, do what you want, you're forgiven on this night, end of story, you don't need to worry about anything else. No. Incorrect. You keep a fast, there's no importance, not fard, mustahib, or there's no high level of priority assigned to it. So the crux of the matter, what Allah Ta'ala wants is that you should become like this, Allah, Zalim, that just like you have a desire that I need to pay the bill, how shall I pay the bill? Even if you have a desire in your heart that much that Allah, how will I meet you? Then you see how my love will come and aid you, Allah Ta'ala says. For I swear by Allah, we are empty. We are empty today, devoid. The dunya, the nafs has destroyed us. In other words, the thought of Allah doesn't even enter our minds and hearts. That Allah, Rabbul Alameen, He loves us. He's given us so many rewards and ni'amas, but we don't think about it. This thought doesn't even come into our minds. Just we concentrate on zahiri ibadat, he's praying salah, worshipping, and many titles are given to a person. He's a abid, he's a zahid, he's a sufi, he does this and that, etc., etc. So if we want to see if a person really is good, then what desire does he have for Allah Ta'ala's name? Person who has a desire, then definitely he will have established a friendship with the wali of Allah. I tell you, this cannot be. Don't look at ibadat, but look, that does that person have a desire in his heart? There's only one sign, that definitely he will have picked up the shoes of a sheikh. He's an ashik, a lover of a wali of Allah. And without this, a person cannot understand the deen and the nearness to Allah. Is the first sign of a person who has a desire for Allah's nearness. The first sign of the person, Allah Ta'ala says, I've promised in the Quran that He will ascend the levels. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. That you, a person who desires my nearness, then make friendship with my friend, and then I will take you also into Jannah with that person. With that same group, you will also go into paradise and enter into paradise. So brothers, how easy is this path? Tell me, is it not easy or not? It is easy. But just be careful of one thing, where one thing was today, everything is impure, isn't it? We are living in the generation of impurity. Yes, original butter, fake butter, this commodity, is it genuine or fake? Remember, so even if you get to the position where you get to the company of a sheikh, and today there's a lot of piri murid. For example, I'm your murid, and mashallah, you could be the students. Yes, I said it the other way. So I consider you as my peer, and if you don't come, then how could I do dhikr? So you are my peers, my teachers. I'm not the teacher. So my brothers, for this work, for this objective to be fulfilled, there's one thing that's necessary. There's a very important thing. Because this is the situation which relates to the hereafter. We need to join ourselves with Allah. And Allah has given us this path. So when there will be sifting through of the people in the hereafter, remember that when the day of judgment will come and will stand and will queue up and the deeds will be counted for. For example, here, we know if somebody is important, we look at his passport, is this true, is this fake? And it's analyzed. But checking does occur. It occurs. Yes, the checking, it occurs and it's strict, it's quite hard. I remember once my uncle came and he was a secretary, foreign secretary. It was that generation of Bhutto, the generation of Bhutto at that time. And I was with him, I was on a journey. And there was a chance we got an opportunity to travel with him. And there was a severe checking, severe check post, high security. And he was with me. But even then, out of caution, due to that person, yes, but that person who's going with us, maybe he'll spoil the journey. So this is the checking. So now we're talking about Allah. Allah wants to give Jannah, paradise. Allah is mentioning His Mahbub, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is Khabir and Basir. He knows everything. So in this situation, number two, fake actions will not succeed. You can use fake for many other things. Yes, for example, salah, hajj, number two, and number one, and there's number two, salah. Number one, fast, number two, fast. Number one, prayer. Number two, prayer. But this scenario, that if you have friendship with a wali of Allah, Allah says that I will not accept ever where a person misuses this or abuses this opportunity. Allah says, I'll take you with that person to Jannah and your passport will be checked, scrutinized, will be scanned. Yes, you know when you go in the airport and or don't you, and see the hal. From this fear, I've left traveling. The who's going to go and checking and end of story, forget it. When the good time comes, then inshallah I'll travel. Isn't it? So one path, be careful of this point, that when you have friendship with the wali of Allah, this is the path. This is the path. Then in that friendship, have one pure intention, that not even an atom's weight of dust should there be munafakat, hypocrisy. Pure 100% love. Pure. When you have the attachment, the connection, the nisbat with the wali of Allah, there should be no doubt, not even an atom's weight of opposition, disagreement, or dislike, that you have sold yourself at the hands of the teacher. And this is the criteria, step number one. That not a little bit of sinning or bad actions, or if a bit of number two, contamination comes into this relationship, you can do whatever you want. The dunya will say, oh, he's a khadim, a servant, he has high status. This all happens. But there's no trust. Because trust will be there when Allah Ta'ala will accept that khidmat, that service. And alongside that, Allah Ta'ala will give the certificate of friendship that definitely you made friendship with my friend, you were his friend, and I accept this. In other words, your record is clear that you had the connection with the wali of Allah, your aqeedah was solid, your love was solid, your obedience was solid, your service was solid, not an atom's weight of hypocrisy or doubt was there. That's why the pious predecessors have stated that when you make a friendship with the wali of Allah, take all of his hands and remember one point, consider one point, that do your habits and lifestyle, are you compatible with that sheikh? That's when you can travel alongside with that sheikh. Doesn't matter if he's a massive kutub and aktab of Islam, kutub and aktab of Islam, even if he's a ghawth, but if inside you don't have the love for that individual, and inside you there's hypocrisy in your number two, you're not genuine, but you're fake, yes, you're not original, then you will fail. It doesn't matter how great or small or well-known or less well-known is that sheikh, but if you've made friendship with that person, and inside you is sincerity, love, and you have ikhlas and attachment and obedience with that teacher, then you will get to the high stage of acceptance. And this is the effort that needs to be made in the line of the sawf. This is the hard work we need to put in. And with this hard work, we need to ask from Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that, ask from me, O Allah, give me your love, and give me the love of those people who you love. Subhanallah. So this is an excuse. Allah Ta'ala says, make friendship with the wali of Allah, and do dua to Allah, Allah, give us the love of those people who love you and who you love. What a great statement, tell me. So, very beautiful path, my friends. So now this is also something of experience. Yes, for example, I'm emphasizing in front of you, and these are not points I've learned from a book. Obviously, from such an authentic angle and bias I'm speaking, I've mentioned the verse of the Quran, and from who I've heard this verse, I'm repeating to you the explanation. What a big guarantee that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And I've heard this, and what's the point in this? That. And my experience is also involved in this, including this. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That a person can learn things, be told things, and educated. But if we don't have experience, then we cannot implement action confidently, with total trust and confidence. And this is my experience. I had the experience as well. That, for example, I'm saying it clearly that I've got experience 100%. If somebody asks me a guarantee, more than 100%, I can put the stamp, the seal, that this is a truthful point, that a human being, if he goes on the path to get close to Allah and to get Allah's love, then he should make friendships with the wali of Allah. That just the way we want to present a friendship to Allah, in that way he should be clean and pure, love, sincerity, and all of those things should be present in me. That not one atom's weight, not a millimeter's gap of doubt or hypocrisy should come into my mind or heart at that time. Because fraud is a big thing. That today, lying, deception, fraud, astaghfirullah, this will create adab for individuals. So that's fortunate that if a person, but he'll become a munafiq. But we're talking about an atom's weight of hypocrisy and wrong. For this, we have to make effort that every second we need to assign our hearts with our friendship and measure the sincerity on the scale. Alhamdulillah, when this occurs, then subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to that friendship between the student and the sheikh, due to that friendship, Allah says that person, doesn't matter how low he is, how sinful he is, he will start praying salah, he'll pray tahajjud, he'll leave sins, and he will become a person of modesty and haya. Whatever is the color of that sheikh, the color of the sheikh will come onto the student. The effect of the sheikh will rub off, and I speak about this from experience. So brothers, It's a very simple path. So now wherever we are, whichever country we are, alhamdulillah, we need to seek a friend of Allah. And we need to ask Allah for help. Allah, give us such a great friend of yours, so that we be satisfied with him from our hearts. And Allah, give us the opportunity for success. And then, when your hand came into my hand, and then subhanAllah, like a light, like a flame, it burns. When your hand came into my hand, then subhanAllah, my destination became easy. Every step, every phase of life, I have to pray salah, tahajjud, nawafil, recite the Quran, and do recitation, which I considered hard. But Allah Ta'ala, you've lit such a light, that every destination, every phase of my life is so easy now, and it's easy for me to get to my destination. So we have to do amal and have love, and we need to eliminate the fake examples of love, all the fake tears, crocodile tears, because true love of Rasulullah has come to heart. So sit down with that person. So subhanAllah, when your hand came into my hand, then the guidance and the light came. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability. So the point here is, it's not about story, jackanory. The enjoyment of listening is one, number one, to listen. And number two, there are two messages here. The first message we're given here is that assign yourself 100%, submit yourself, devote yourself to your destination. It's not my manzil, not yours, eating, drinking, business, and after that to sleep, and wife and children. This is not our destination. These are the needs of life. Just like you travel in a car, you're sat in a box, and a station comes, tea time, and sandwiches and snacks, and the people come on board, the sellers, and I've got this is nice, somebody's drinking tea and buying snacks, etc. But that's not our destination, that's just a stopover. So every person's focus is, I need to disembark from this train at the final station, drinking tea and eating pakori and samosas, but he wants to quickly back into his carriage so he can travel on the train to the destination. So our lives like this: wife, children, business, home, and job and career, worldly actions, deen actions. But this is not our destination. We have one destination, that when we depart from this world, our nafs is mutma'inna, and our Rabb announces that I am happy with you, and that's good enough, that's fine, that's good, that's fine. Alhamdulillah. So we need to attain this manzil, this destination. This is my objective, Allah. I don't accept anything else as my manzil. Everything else is temporary. And then, for example, today you may waste your time. Tomorrow the children are born, I have to go. Adhan, planning, going here. And the children, you see them, they become big and tall, and they get married. And after marriage, his kids, his children. We see this all the time. This game being played out. Every moment this game is playing. So that person's diminishing and he's ascending. You become grandfather and he's your grandson. And then you will go to the side and they will become young and full of energy and vibrancy. So when will we see this? So this is ajeeb, unique system of life that Allah Ta'ala has made. And it passes very quickly. Like, for example, you glimpse things, and these are all glimpses, the phases of life. Flashes of light. Within a second they disappear. Where are they gone? What happened? I was a father, then I became a grandfather, and then my grandchildren grew up. 4 or 5 generations, mashallah, people have done tawbah at my hands and have done bayah. 4 or 5 generations. That many generations in whose ears I gave adhan, and their children, grandfather, great-grandfather. Such generations I've seen, alhamdulillah, in my own hands I've seen this. Yes, I'm telling you my story at the moment, and the people are present. Ask them. The people who know me here, they know my grandfather, do know his, and they know his father. And to 4 generations, you'll get people who know the other person back 4 generations in history. So are we going to assign ourselves, submit ourselves from today? What's our destination? Yes, good. So what is the action we need to do to attain this destination? Success, what do we need to do? What do we need to do? Wear white clothes and an imamah and a dhoti? No. We need to assign ourselves to a wali of Allah, become a khadim, not do drama. Not ask anything else. So become a khadim and at your service, total solid ashik and lover, and assign yourself to the sheikh. Subhanallah. Love with the teacher. Ishq. Yes, like Sultan Bahu used to say, this is a couplet of Punjabi, that for example, a person can have hundreds of thousands of hajj. I used to think that, what is this? What's the meaning of what maqam has he ascended? That you get hundreds of thousands of hajj extra. But my Shaykh Murshid, when I see him, his sight is greater than 100,000 hajj. I used to think, there was a person who used to work in our house and in Pakistan. And whilst he was working, he used to recite this couplet, this verse. I said, what is this bid'ah innovation you're saying? These are words of sin. That if you look at the face of one person and you're saying that is better than 100,000 hajj, he said, this is why I've understood. When the time comes, you'll understand yourself. Subhanallah. He said, you don't understand my words, but Allah will give you the time and experience, you'll realize. Subhanallah. So when I got love, Allahu Akbar. When I had the connection and the ishq, that's when I went, when I used to see Hazrat, then I realized that definitely, most definitely, subhanAllah, this is what occurs. This is how it occurs, subhanAllah. So this, my friends, Allah Ta'ala instills love into the heart at that time, when the heart is siddq, the heart wants to attain Allah's nearness. So we don't love the individual, it's for Allah Ta'ala's love, that He's not the person who will give us success, Allah will give success in the hereafter. But Allah Ta'ala says that those who love me, who desire me, who are close to me, Allah says that, ask this dua then, that Allah, I want your love and give me the love of those people who you love and who love you. Subhanallah. So this, if this ish comes around, love, then that person can consider himself as successful. Here there will come things we need to give up and give away. And Allah Ta'ala makes a person go through all different phases, but you need to succeed. If you've taken the hand of a wali of Allah, then you need to follow the direction of that wali, that shaykh was Allah Ta'ala's promise. When you create a connection with the wali of Allah, then when he goes into paradise, then I will push you alongside with that person into paradise. Wadkhuli jannati, Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.